Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And welcome to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Our advice always is make your calls early. And other words of wisdom, the phones are finally all working. It was a minor problem, but it took a lot of tracing to find the minor problem. But the lines are all working, and we say good morning to our old buddy, Ron Radiman.
Yeah, a day older than yesterday.
That was old, O-L-E. Not old.
Oh.
Okay, we don't want to age you rapidly.
Experienced.
Yeah. And look who's here. It's Patty. She's back.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And good to see the phones ring, so call. Radiman's must be open. You're busy.
Yeah, Radiman's is open, and it is busy at this time of year. Probably the couple of the busiest weeks of the year here, the first couple weeks of May. It's just kind of like the stars align. And so it's, if you do want a delivery yet for today, I'm sure they can work it in yet right now, but maybe not for later. So, if you want a delivery yet today, be sure to give them a call right now, 920-922-7612, or otherwise stop on out, open till noon today.
All righty. Got a caller already. Let's hit the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. I have a small area in my garden, which is overrun with weeds, and I wanted to clear out the weeds with a weed killer. And then is it safe then to plant some herbs in this soil, like basil and parsley and that type of thing?
Well, it depends on if you use a weed killer that is a contact and then it dissipates like a glyphosate type.
Yeah, it would be better to use, like out at Radiman's, we have a product called Cleanup, and that would be the best one. If you use a typical lawn dandelion killer, there would be some residual there, and it would affect the growth of plants. If you were replanting in July, you'd be okay, but you wouldn't. So you'd want to use Cleanup in a case like that, spray it, and then just wait about 10 days and you could plant right through those areas then.
Okay, what if there was Roundup in there?
What's that again?
What if you had used Roundup?
Roundup would have been okay too. Yeah. Did you spray Roundup on it already?
Well, I had somebody come over and do it the other day, and I don't know what area they did, and they might have put some Roundup in that area, so then I don't know if I can plant my basil and stuff in there.
Well, and the hard part about Roundup is Roundup has like a dozen different products now. So when you say Roundup, that's like saying you're spraying something without knowing what it is. So, that's why we don't have Roundup out at Radiman's, because it's just too confusing. So you'd have to really find out what Roundup product they used.
Well, if it's the glyphosate-based one, it should dissipate it won't knock the weeds back immediately. It'll take about a week before you actually see that they're dying. So that's why you have to wait 10 to 12 days to plant in there.
Oh, okay. So at least wait 10 days or so before you even consider that planting anything in there.
Right, but if you had somebody spray it, I'd find out what they sprayed, because otherwise you could, it's who knows what they sprayed.
Yeah.
So you'd want to see the label, look at the label, and see once what's all in there, and if there's any like 2,4-D mixed in with it, then it wouldn't
be. What is
that,
2,4-G?
D.
2,4-D. Oh. It's, which is a common dandelion killer, really. And, but Roundup has so many different products these days, you can't just say Roundup. That's,
right. Okay.
That's like saying paper. I mean, what does paper mean? You know, it could be a newspaper. It could be a, you know, you can't.
Yeah, because they add, besides the glyphosate, they can add different.
Like, yeah, Roundup has like a dozen different formulations now. And they all, Roundup had, well, they had a great name for a lot of years, and they took advantage of that marketing to a point where it made, it confused, confuses even me without looking at the label. You have to look at every label and read every ingredient on Roundup products now. So we don't have any Roundup out at Radiman's because it's too confusing.
Yeah, because you might put the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Down.
Yeah.
I have just a quick second question.
Sure.
What do you think of using peat moss as a mulch?
It's good. It helps amend the soil and adds aeration. It's
well, when you say mulch, like around what?
Well, around my flowers and whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just and don't use, like, peat moss around trees or anything like that. As, you know, then you want to use wood chips or something, but or bark mulch. But, yeah, in flower beds. And
it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, would you put maybe a layer of that and then some wood chips over that or not?
You can.
Yeah, you could do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, just a light layer, and then, you know, and then in the fall, work it in and blend it back in, because the wood chips or the bark mulch will break down a little bit, and so will the peat moss. So then blend that into your top layers of soil as in the fall. If it's annual beds and things like that, well, even if it's perennial beds, you could work carefully around them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All righty. Good luck.
Maybe with one, you know, just one thing to, if you'd use like peat moss for mulch around like bulbs and things like that, they could end up being planted a little too deep.
Well,
if you're putting a 1-inch layer or half-inch layer, it's not so bad. But if you start spreading peat moss over like tulips and daffodils and other bulbs, you could end up with them being too deep, and then you wouldn't get the flowers.
Yeah, but if you plant bulbs, you're generally going to plant them in the fall. So,
well, I was thinking if it's existing, if it's existing bulbs,
that's true.
Right, if you're putting new bulbs in the fall, it wouldn't matter.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 923-1450, lines are open. If you have a question, now is a good time to call rather than the end of the show. There'll be a secret caller today, too, I believe, huh?
Yeah, there certainly will be.
Now that we got phones available to take a bunch of callers.
Starting next week, we'll do 2 secret callers because I have some walleye weekend dinner tickets to hand out, too.
Tis that time of the year.
Yeah, coming up pretty quick here now. We're only about a month away, so.
Yeah, and our Master Gardener plant sale is May 15th.
That's coming up even quicker.
2 weeks.
And we have now determined that we no longer have to have a shortened indoor part. It's going to be able to, the county has decided that masks are, requested.
Mm-hmm.
And people can come to curbside if they feel they need to, you know, stay out of a enclosed space, and we can help them on curbside or throughout the plant sale in the Cow Palace all day long.
And that starts at?
It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
2 weeks
May
from today.
May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you have the option then of parking and going inside and shopping, or ordering and having curbside delivery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Morning, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I wondered if think the ground is warm enough to plant gladiolus bulbs, and how deep should they be planted?
Well, gladiolus can be planted as soon as your soil warms up a little more. I would say a little more.
A little bit more?
A little bit more, like the middle of May, around the middle of May.
All right, that's good. Yeah, I was wondering because, you know, tulips, daffodils, and all that are coming up, so I thought maybe the ground is warm enough now, but I'll wait a couple weeks then.
Yeah.
And any idea about how deep to plant them? I can't remember how deep we had them last year.
Yeah, generally about 4 inches deep, but between 3 and 4 inches deep, I would say, because you don't want to go too deep.
All right, well, great. Thanks for that info.
All righty, good luck.
Gladiolas seem like they're always right on the surface.
I know.
They, no matter how you plant them at 4 inches, and within a year or two, they're up at 1 inch.
Yeah. They tend to push the root system pushes them up a little, and then the stalk grows, and then when you get wind, it knocks them out sometimes.
So that's why if you start them at 4 inches down, at least
got a shot at keeping them in the dirt.
You got a shot at keeping them in the dirt, yeah.
923-1450, lines are open. As long as we've got a break in the phone calls, let us take our break.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, anyway, Radiman's is open today, open till noon on Saturdays. And you can just stop on out. The easiest way to get to Radiman's is if you're coming from Fond du Lac, well, if you're coming from any direction, I guess, we're just a quarter mile east of Highway 41 at County Trunk B. That's B as in boy. We're about 3 miles. County B is 3 miles south of Fond du Lac.
And we will be right back. White or wheat, classic or old fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now's the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-711-6818 for as little as only $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-711-6818 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-711-6818 now. That's 800-711-6818.
Hey, if it's news time, 8:23. Welcome back. Landscape Smart brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Master Gardener Patty with us, and of course Ron Radiman is here, and a couple lines are open, but we do have a couple callers, so let's hit the phones. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. You have any suggestions about planting a mountain ash tree? I'm interested in a tree like that that feeds birds and the colors of it I like. But is it, will it thrive here in the soil, and do you have them?
Well, that's a good question. Here's the thing with mountain ash. Because as you can tell by their name, they're called mountain ash for a reason. And what that means is they don't like it on flat land. So there's a lot of areas in, you know, if you're in Fond du Lac or kind of in flat areas in town, they don't do well. And they'll get fire blight, especially when we have the wet years like we've had 3 out of the last 4 or 4 out of the last 5. So if you want to plant mountain ash, you always want to either make sure it's on a bermed area. You know, all you have to do is take and, you know, if you got a perimeter or spot in your yard, just build it up 6 inches, 8 inches, a foot, and plant that your mountain ash, you know, on that berm rather than just in the flat part of your lawn.
What if he lives out in the Kettle Moraine? Well, lots of nice hills out there.
Well, and that's just it. If you're out in the Kettle Moraine and you're in a gravelly, sandy soil that kind of resembles the mountains, you know, then that's what mountain ash like. They don't like that real good, rich, black dirt. They like sandy, gravelly, poor soils. Now, there's a couple different mountain ash. There's European mountain ash. That's the one with the orange berries. That's the most common. There's the American mountain ash, which is actually indigenous to the upper Midwest here. And then there's another one called Korean mountain ash. And the European mountain ash is the most popular, but it's also the one that's probably most susceptible. So if you can find an American mountain ash or a Korean mountain ash, you'd probably be a little bit better.
Would those have the berries too?
They do. Korean mountain ash, you can look up some of this information online. The Korean mountain ash has a tiny berry. It's more of a red, clusters of red berries, but they're smaller. And the cedar waxwings, it's just fun to watch them go after the Korean mountain ash berries in the fall.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they're, well, you know, if you've ever seen cedar waxwings, there's about 20 of them in the tree, and then a minute later they're all gone, and 5 minutes later they're all back. So it's just fun to watch them enjoy those. But the Korean mountain ash, the fruits will ripen later. Like European is more in mid-August almost, where the Korean takes those until like the end of September. But they'll still clean them out in the fall. There won't be a berry left on them in the winter. So the Korean ash, mountain ash, is my personal favorite. And these are all in the mountain ash family. There's no susceptibility there to emerald ash borer or anything like that. They're in a completely different family.
Yeah.
So...
And but yeah, that would explain. We lived in the Central Sands area a while back, and we planted one, and it grew like crazy, and it just did attract a lot of birds. And maybe we.
Where are you? Where do you live now, or where are you going to plant this?
In Fond du Lac.
Uh huh.
In Fond du Lac, in a yard. I'd have to. To try this bermed area thing.
You almost have to do it that way, because otherwise we get these wet springs and wet summers, wet falls, and they'll get fire blight.
Yeah.
And that's why as you drive around Fond, you used to see them more often, but almost, I would say, 80-90% of the mountain ash have died in Fond du Lac over the last 5 years, just because of it's been so wet these last few years.
And that's why your flowering crabs all lose their leaves early too, because they get affected by that too.
Mm-hmm. So when you're in Fond du Lac, any of those in the mountain ash is in the rose family, so they're little more susceptible to some of those funguses. But you put mountain ash on a berm. I have a Korean mountain ash in my front yard. So that's, and I don't have a real big front yard. I don't have every tree in my yard. So
do you carry them?
So we do actually have Korean mountain ash at the nursery. Now we don't have trees out at Radiman's anymore, so you'd have to, you can call and they'll give you my information. But yeah, we actually do have Korean mountain ash, and we have some European mountain ash, but I really like the Korean mountain ash the best of all of them. Real nice fall color. They kind of turn a real burgundy, shades of orange and red and burgundy in the fall, and the fruit are so cool. It doesn't have that split leaf, that pinnate tiny leaves. It's got more of a traditional leaf, and almost everybody that'll come to your home will say, "What is that?" Because they won't really recognize it as a mountain ash. Yeah. So, but yeah, good.
Very good. Thank you.
Sure.
Alrighty. Thanks
good
for the call.
Timely question.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a nice tree.
How
big does it get?
Well, they're kind of a little variable because they're not a grafted or budded tree. You'll see some that get more taller and narrower, and some that'll get wider. But seldom, you know, they're more of a medium sized tree. They'll get larger than the flowering crabs, but smaller than most maples. So it's kind of a 20 feet, maybe 15 to 20 feet wide, 20 or 25 feet tall.
Okay.
So it's a nice, you know, a nice tree for a city. That's why I have it in my front yard, because I don't have a real big front yard.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right. The caller that was on hold, you got to call back, because the dummy sitting over here hung up on you. That would be me.
Pushed the wrong button.
Pushed the wrong button.
You're not used to having two lines at work. You forgot how to do it.
How quickly they forget. 923-1450. I was going to hit hold, and I hit off. Oh, well.
So
anyhow, give a call back. We'll get you on the air, 923-1450. And if you have a question, give us a holler as well.
We kind of seem to have less problems with the Korean mountain ash and the American mountain ash also than the European. The European mountain ash are the ones that are more susceptible, I'd say, to fire blight and more vulnerable to those wet conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all righty, you must have called back. Thanks for calling.
Hi. The previous owner of our home put lava rock all around the house in all the flower beds next to the house. And I would like to clear some of that away and plant some evergreen shrubs, like yews or something like that. I'm wondering if I can plant in that area.
Well, is there just rock, or is there landscape fabric under the rock?
There's landscape fabric.
Just go ahead and start raking all the rock up and shoveling it out and pull the fabric, and you can plant whatever.
I don't have to amend the soil or change the soil?
Probably not.
No, or you could, you know, do you want to keep the lava rock around the yews, or do you want to do more perennials and things like that mixed in with the Japanese yews?
Well, under our picture window in the front yard, I would just like to have 3 yews under that window, and I could use the rock for weed preventive.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, in a case like that, you could just rake the rock to the sides and cut a slit right in the landscape fabric, and then go ahead and plant your yews that way, and then you could put the stone back around it.
We'll try that.
You just make a great big X, and then you can pull those corners out, fold them back, and plant your...
Kind of when you're planting yews, again, they don't like it wet, and they don't like it flat. So, you know, when you're planting yews, plant those a little bit high. Make sure they're not planting them too deep. So when you're digging your hole, don't dig it any deeper than like the pot size or the ball size, because you don't want them to settle. Because if they settle in and they become planted too deep, they won't do well.
Okay, do you have a suggestion for a different kind of evergreen to put there?
Well, what side of the house are you on?
It would be north.
Yeah, then you're actually going to want to do Japanese yews. Yeah. They're going to do the best, because it's shady there.
Yep.
So
Japanese yews?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the regular Japanese spreading yews. And you could find those, I'm sure, you know, at a place like Stewart's Garden Center. You're in Fond du Lac?
No, we're actually in Manitowoc County.
Oh.
Well, any good garden center carries those.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just kind of look for some of the better, newer, better varieties there, because some of them they have a better growth pattern. They don't grow quite so wild.
Right.
a good one, if you look for one called Runyan Yew, R-U-N-Y-A-N, another good one is Wardi, W-A-R-D-I, or Taunton, T-A-U-N. T-A-U-N, T-O-N, Taunton. Those are some good varieties that grow a little slower, don't get real wide or real tall. They're a little more compact growing. You don't have to trim them quite so much.
Oh, good.
So, but yeah, on the north side, yews are going to be your best bet for an evergreen.
Unless you go with a flowering hydrangea or something like that.
But for evergreens, that is the best. So,
okay. So thank you very much. Enjoy your program.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's
good. We appreciate the call.
It's always great when you have somebody a little further out listening.
Yeah, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Take care. 923-1450. Lines are open. Take a break.
Lines are open. Radiman's open.
That's good.
So you can still get a delivery. I don't know if we even have any lava rock anymore. That was the rage 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But nice. I don't think we even carry lava rock anymore at Radiman's for decorative stone. We bought probably 50 other sizes and colors of decorative stone, but no lava rock. Anyway, Radiman's open till noon today.
Be right back.
Are you thinking about seeking employment, or do you know someone who is? If you have strong communication skills and are looking for a place that will value your attention to detail, analytical abilities, organizational skills, or your ability to deliver excellent customer service, this message could benefit you. National Exchange Bank and Trust is hiring full and part-time positions. Go to the careers page of nebat.com, learn more about joining our team, and apply online. National Exchange Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, babbel.com.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now's the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $1.19 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-711-6818 for as little as only $1.19 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-711-6818 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-711-6818 now. That's 800-711-6818.
Hey, Fives and News, time 8:38. We are back. This is Landscape Smart. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. That's toll free. Those are the lines brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Some good questions this morning already. Different types of questions.
It helps to have that second line.
Yes. Oh,
it does.
Yes.
When I don't hang up on them.
You get more questions and better questions that way.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually now there's at least three open, so you know, three of you can call.
That's usually the way it works, though, all three at once.
So I wanted to let people know that there's plenty of nice primo plots available still at the community gardens.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting into season with the community gardens.
Yes, it's looking like we're going to have it tilled up early again this year. So that's, my fingers are crossed that it can, people can get in there early again.
And if they're interested, how do they do it?
They call the extension office, okay. And the number is 920-929-3172.
All righty. We got a couple of calls coming in. Let's hit the first one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Talking to me?
You.
Okay.
It's all you.
last year, we had some shrubs pulled out. They were at the base of our birch tree, and they were like ground cover type things. Mm-hmm. So I had a pile of dirt there, and I thought, good spot for daffodils. So I put my daffodils in. They came up. They looked nice. Now I'm getting grass. What can I put on there without hurting the daffodils?
Well,
kill the grass.
You can
probably like out at Radiman's, we have cleanup available, and that's a great grass killer. And we have it like in small hand spray bottles. It's almost like a Windex bottle, so to speak.
And it won't hurt the daffodils?
Well,
that's what I was wondering.
I would wait till the daffodils kind of die back.
we're getting that far. Okay. Yeah. Once the daffodils die back and, you know, they're starting to turn, you get the yellow leaves on them. And
yeah. Yellow then, and brown. And yellow.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Then you could go ahead and spray that cleanup. I wouldn't do it here quite yet because
no.
My daffodils are still flowering.
Right. But I have more bulbs that are still in the ground that haven't come up yet in that spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
So
that,
wait till
they die back.
Yeah, you're probably, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks yet, maybe even, or maybe even a little longer. So it's, you know, next time you're in the area, you can stop by and pick it up, and then you'll be all ready to go once the dandelions. Once the
is there only one variety of cleanup? You know, like I know Roundup, you said they have so many different things.
Well, and that's why we have cleanup, because cleanup is a great grass killer. And when you say you've got grass coming up in there, whether it doesn't matter if it's quack grass or bluegrass or bent grass or whatever it is, that cleanup will kill it.
Okay.
So, and it's in that just a small spot spray bottle, so you can kind of, a day like today wouldn't be a real good day.
No.
Because of the wind, yeah.
But, you know, if you've got some grass coming up in some areas, where even if you're a couple feet away from those daffodils, you could be spraying it. Like I said, not a day like today. Pick a nice calm day,
yeah.
And you could start spraying some of the edges and start working on it. So, but if it's right in the middle of all the daffodils, then you're just going to want to wait it out. So,
yeah,
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here this morning, too. So
Jerry's
going to get your information.
All right, don't go away. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
All right.
All right. Let me put her on hold, see if I remember how to do this, and get the next caller on. Thanks. Oh, they hung up already here. That's not our phone problem. That was, they hung up. 923-1450. It's all yours. I have to talk to this lovely lady.
All right.
Okay.
Probably the next question that I've been starting to get is when do we start applying fungicides? And we're coming up on that here real quick. So if you've got fungus problems on your spruce trees, if you got, you know, we're going to have fungus, probably tar spot fungus on Norway maples, emerald queens, royal reds, crimson king maples, you're going to want to stop on out and pick some product up from Radiman's there. And
what about fruit trees?
Well, and fruit trees too, you know, we're coming up on that too. The first time to spray your apple trees is probably coming up this week now. I mean, every they're starting to blossom out, they're starting to leaf out. So you want to get prepared, and out at Radiman's, we have a fruit tree spray. It's called Citrus Nut and Orchard Spray. It's kind of but it's got a fungicide and a insecticide in it, and it's kind of simple. It's hooks on the end of a hose end sprayer and does a great job on fruit trees, apple trees, and for that matter, flowering crab apples and things like that too. It's still the simplest and easiest when you can just hook your garden hose up and spray it down and put it back on the shelf when you're finished, instead of trying to figure out what formulation and how many ounces per gallon and all this other stuff. It figures it out for you.
That's a nice way.
And another, and then what you want to use on your spruces, well, you could use it on spruces or roses, but it's called Rose RX. And the reason I like using Rose RX on spruce trees is that spruce trees kind of like roses for some reason or another. They're bothered by both funguses and mites. So this Rose RX has a fungicide in it and a miticide.
That's I like that product.
So you can use it on, it's a, you know, you can almost use, well, for that matter, you can pretty much use it on everything.
Do you have a ready to spray type of that or not?
That's a good question. I can't keep track of everything.
Because that's what I like. I like the one, it's in a spray bottle and you can just spray it on your roses.
I think we have that packaged more in bulk.
Okay.
Just because more people use it for spruce trees right now than roses, actually. So I'm not sure if we have that in a small spray bottle that would work great for roses. It's set up, I mean, you can use it for everything in your garden. And if you're going to spray your spruce trees, go ahead and spray your roses at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and that'll start up here real quick now, probably somewhere in the next week or so. And then you're going to have to spray those about every 3 weeks. And then the other one that's going to come up here real quick, because the Norway maples and the Norway maple varieties are all starting to leaf out right now. So we're going to want to get that tar spot fungus sprayed on those here real quick too. And for the last
Does that do that much damage to
the tree? When you called 2 years ago, Patty, I told you not to worry about it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And when you called 3 years ago, I says, don't worry about that. It's no big deal. But now that tar spot has gotten so bad.
Really?
I'm afraid for it, because if what happens with those funguses, if they get a little here and there is fine, but it's built up so bad the last couple of years. We were seeing problems. We were actually losing some of our Norway maples. Trees that we had in the nursery that are 10 or 15 years old, we were losing them because they got... But the combination of the wet conditions and that tar spot fungus. And, of course, it was, you know, it was older trees, too. It wasn't like these were young and more vulnerable.
You're not out there cleaning out the leaf litter. So
that's part of the problem. And there were some of these areas where these were growing where it was so wet we weren't able to mow.
Yeah.
And so, of course, if we aren't able to mow, then you build up even more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually lost...
Wow.
Some nice, really nice larger maples at the nursery last year because of it. So, you know, so I gave everybody some poor advice 2 years ago, I guess.
Well, it was good then.
Yeah, it was good advice then. But now, like I said, now I think you have to, it's starting out to be a dry spring, but boy, it can change in a hurry. And you'd hate to, I would spray them once or twice here. You know, let's just say we're going to spray them on the 10th and again on, you know, the 10th of May and the 1st of June. Spray them a couple times and then see how it's going. You know, by the time you wait until June or July, then it's too late.
Yeah,
so you got to spray them now before the tar spot fungus, and it's just so prevalent, even if it's not, you did a good job of raking up the leaves in your yard, but, you know, who knows what's going on in your backyard or the neighbor's yard.
Do you have to spray the whole tree?
Right, yep. Just spray and spray what you can reach. Even if you can spray, it's always worse on the lower parts of trees because there's more shade there, there's more moisture there, it doesn't get the air circulation, doesn't get the sun, so it's always worse on the bottom parts of the tree anyway. And you don't have to get every single leaf. If you can knock the percentages down, And now you got, instead of having 60 or 70% fungus, you got 5%. They'll fight through that.
Do you have to wait till it's actually fully leafed out or no?
Well, like Norway maples, by next weekend, they're going to be fully leafed out.
Wow.
Because they're, I mean, we're seeing a couple inches of new growth on them already right now.
Yeah.
And so by next weekend, they'll be probably 6 inches of new growth on them, and that's when you want to catch them.
Okay.
So you can, don't spray today.
No.
Hustle on out to Radiman's, pick up the fungicide out there. We have a couple different formulations of that fungicide that make it simpler, easier to use, and then get whichever one you prefer that you like using. And that kind of depends on how big your tree is.
Yeah.
But pick it up now, and then when the conditions, it's going to be kind of a windy week again, so you're not going to be able to spray every day this week, so you have to be kind of ready to go when the time presents itself, or spray early in the morning before it gets windy, or late afternoon or early evening. Mm-hmm. So we better get to some calls.
We should. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, wondering about, I have quite a few evergreen shrubs around my house, and I missed last year to get them cut before the fall to trim, and so I didn't trim them in the fall because you say that's, you know, not a good time. So, of course, now they have all kinds, they're really out of shape and all kinds of shoots coming out. Can I trim them down now, or do I have to wait till after the, in July?
Well, the best time to trim them is around the 1st of July,
yeah,
because that way they don't get to that point that you're at. Now, you could touch them up a little bit now, but you're probably better off trimming them once again in July, and that way you're kind of on the right cycle. And if you can get to a point where you're trimming them the last week of June or the first couple weeks of July every year, then once a year would be enough.
Yes.
So, you know, it would be okay. You aren't going to hurt them by trimming now, but you are going to have to trim them a second time because otherwise you're going to be off kilter here again.
Yeah.
So touch them up a little bit now and then do them again in about, you know, 2 months when they're kind of finished with that growth spurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, you won't hurt them by trimming now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Sure. Thanks for the call. Let's move on to the next caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hello.
I got a red maple, and the roots are coming above the ground. It's about 15 years old, and I have a black dish around it with some rocks in it. Is that my problem, you think?
Well, it's on Norway maples. Edging doesn't work real well unless you get it out far enough from the center of the tree. And if you're using a decorative stone, that doesn't work the best either. Usually just like regular bark mulch is the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's so shady underneath those crimson maples that the grass doesn't really grow well, and of course the roots are right at the surface too. So you're kind of fighting a combination of shade, roots, and
the best is a shredded hardwood mulch. That's
so
my
just a,
preference.
Right, just a real thin layer, whether it's an inch or so, you know, and then, you know, after a couple of years, you want to kind of clean it. It's okay for those roots to see those roots. The tree likes that. They don't like to have their roots covered up. But if you put like a thin layer of bark mulch over those roots, that would be the best. It keeps them a little cooler and helps, you know, preserve some of the moisture. But I don't like using, you know, like a plastic edging or any type of edging for that matter. If you are going to do some type of border edging, use like a thin brick paver or like thin cut flagstone, you know, just a real thin stone, and then put bark inside that.
Okay.
Because if you put plastic edging, the roots are going to grow and they're just going to lift the edging up, sure. And you're going to be frustrated.
Yes.
Yeah, the thing that I have is like a black dish.
Oh.
36 incher it is.
Yeah, and see, that's probably too small around a tree that big, too. It's,
okay.
Yeah, you might need a 4 foot or 5 foot circle around a tree that size.
And that was good.
So I would pull all that stuff out and just
put that around a little tree.
Just pick up just a little bit of bark mulch out at Radiman's. They got every color imaginable, so you can pick the red to match the red maple or brown to match the...
I like hardwood shredded. That's the best.
Yeah, it's...
I'll have my wife get right on it.
I like the way you think.
Delegation is significant. Thanks for the call. Final short break here.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break. Radiman's open till noon today. You can stop on out and get any quantity of bark mulch you'd like in any color, size or shape, or Patty's favorite dark hardwood, or my favorite cedar. And the good thing we all don't like the same things in life. So anyway, Radiman's open till noon today.
Be right back.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
KFIZ News Time, 8:56. Final couple of minutes. Let's hit the phones. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
We cut down a bunch of trees last year. They were small. And somebody told me you have to put stump killer on them, otherwise they'll grow again. Is that true?
Depends on what kind of tree it was. What variety was it?
I don't know. We had a bunch of trees at the farm, and, you know, the seeds and leaves and all that stuff blows, and new trees came up. I have no idea. Maybe a lot of them are probably box elder.
Oh, they'll grow again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you cut, we have a product out at Radiman's called Tordon.
Yes,
Tordon. And the best way to do that is saw off the box elder, the invasive buckthorn, all that stuff. And then as soon as you're done, then just mix up a small amount in a 1 gallon sprayer and just go around and either spray the trunks individually or you could just kind of spray the whole area too. But it's.
Or you can use a paintbrush. Paint it on.
Yeah, or you could paint it on too. Yeah, it kind of depends. If you spray it, kind of keep in mind that you're going to knock down other vegetation too. Usually where you're doing stuff like that, there's probably burdocks and a lot of other undesirables anyway. So usually if you just spray that Tordon on, it kind of kills everything.
But and it has to be a fresh cut.
It has to be a fresh cut because that may be sealed.
They were cut last year, last fall.
Can you cut them again just a little?
I don't have a chainsaw. I had a neighbor come over and do it.
Yeah, the better way to do it is actually apply that Tordon, you know, within a few days of when you cut them off. Because they seal.
You don't have
them.
A regular stump killer that I could put on there?
Well,
that's what that
that's
is.
That's what Tordon is a stump killer. But the problem is what, you know, trees, they sap out. So they
seal themselves
they
over.
They seal themselves over. So
even box elder, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's their way of protecting themselves.
Okay.
You know, it's no different than when you, you know,
get a scab.
Cut your finger or yep. a little scrape. You know, it seals over and scabs over. So that's what you're fighting now. So, I mean, you could try it, but you're going to get some kill, but you aren't going to get.
What if she just saws a little bit of a couple of X's into it?
Well, I don't know if I'm just thinking these sounds like a
I
lot
took
of
a hand saw and did that, like she said, that work?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Just make some fresh cuts and then spray that.
Oh, yeah, because I don't want to bother my neighbor.
Sorry, no. We got to cut you off. We're out of time.
So, anyway, yeah, Tordon available out at Radiman's. But, so anyway, open till noon today. You can still get a delivery, 920-922-7612, or stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, south on 41, exit east on County B.
Our thanks to Patty, Master Gardener. Our thanks to Ron Radiman, and our thanks to you for the calls, and we'll be back next week for those of you who didn't call. Jerry Schneider is next. News Talk 1450, Z in Fond du Lac. It's 9 o'clock.